Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeffcast, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. My goodness, we have made it. Congratulations, self-high-fives all the way around. Mean Girls. A lot of folks, I think, probably remember the original movie. I can't believe it's almost 20 years ago. But a great movie, and it has been an unbelievably successful Broadway show, and we are very, very fortunate to have the Broadway in Richmond series where these great, great casts that are traveling the nation stop by for a week or so at the Altria Theater. And Mean Girls is at the Altria Theater as we speak. There are tickets available, and one of the stars is Lawrence E. Street. He plays a very important role, Mr. Duval, and he's joining us this afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
May I call you Lawrence?
You can call me Larry, actually.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I've already been promoted. I love this, Larry. Thank you for the kindness, man. I hope you're enjoying my my neck of the woods for a couple of days.
Yeah, I love it. I grew up in Jersey, and so Richmond was one of those vacation spots with my parents when I was little, when we wanted to go somewhere but didn't want to go like super, super far. So it's nice to kind of have some memories.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I'm glad to have you back, and I'm glad that you are enjoying your time here. The Altria Theater is a pretty cool theater, don't you think?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
The lights come up, and it's, first of all, it's a huge venue.
Yeah.
And we're just getting so much appreciation and laughs and claps back at us from the audiences here. So we much, much, much appreciate it.
So folks are hearing Mean Girls, and I got to tell you, I think a lot of people go, yeah, yeah, that was a movie a while ago. But the Broadway show, man, has just been setting records for quite a while itself, right?
Yes, yes. When it was on Broadway, it had multiple Tony nominations. We had sold-out crowds. And here on the tour, coming back from COVID,
yeah,
we are selling out. We're selling out every city.
I love that. Yeah, one of the things that I think is cool about this is that some of the plot of Mean Girls actually is based on experiences that the writer, Tina Fey, had at Upper Darby High School. And as a Philadelphia guy, I'm thinking, no kidding, right down the street in Upper Darby.
Yes. Yeah, and she's been really wonderful. I mean, just like in her TV show, 30 Rock, there's just a little of her life story kind of weaved through it.
Yeah.
That's just like our show. Her sense of humor, how she was made fun of, how she made fun of people. It's all there.
So you're playing Mr. Duval, and everybody that hasn't seen the show is thinking, all right, well, Mean Girls, there's a bunch of girls on stage. Tell us a little bit about why Mr. Duval is really so important in this performance.
You know, I think it's good to have one teacher at North Shore High who can be kind of the befuddled, run ragged teacher that everybody knows that they had. And I think he's the everyman worn out by teenager teacher that everybody can kind of laugh with and laugh at.
So you're playing Mr. Duval. Are you beginning to become Mr. Duval?
Well, I am actually an easy 25 years older than many of the dancers in this show. So I do have a little of that, like, that annoying uncle authority figure thing even here amongst my cast. Yeah.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool, Larry. I mean, there, you know, to sort of grow into the role. Although, look, I'm looking at you on Instagram. It's not like you're behind the curve as far as that goes.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
You're definitely up to speed with that. So as the elder statesman of Mean Girls, are you trying to enlighten some of the younger folks about what to expect in this this wonderful life that they're getting into of acting?
I try to, but just like any person my age in 2022, there's a lot that you just kind of got to let go and let them experience it on their own.
Yep.
And kind of do, you know, I wouldn't do that. Or, you know, back when I was 20, I did that. Didn't turn out well. And leave it there.
So I have to remind everybody that officially Lawrence E. Street is joining us. He's one of the stars of Mean Girls, but I have been given permission to call him Larry, which I appreciate. Larry, I don't know how long this tour is running. Are you planning to be with it the entire run? Do you say, hey, I'm going to do this a year and then I'm going to go do something else? How's that work?
Right now, we have dates out until May 2023.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
And I am, yeah, it's really great. And I'm staying.
Good.
I'm staying.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. For any number of reasons, not the least of which, in your profession, let's face it, when you got a gig that's working and you got dates coming up, that's a good thing to have.
It really is. And, you know, so many tours, so many theaters, even local theaters here in Richmond, we all took a hit, you know, those 18, 20 months none of us were working because of COVID. So it's wonderful to be back working. It's wonderful to be back in front of audiences. And it's a great safe place. If anybody here in the area, maybe this might be their first, you know, indoor event. Please know that everyone at the Altria has your safety in the top of their minds. We at Mean Girls have your safety at the top of our minds. It's a great, safe, COVID safe, wonderful night out.
I tell you what, Larry, my youngest guy is really, really big into theater in high school. He's a senior in high school, and we went a couple of weeks ago when Wicked was in town, and we saw a matinee from that. I thought, oh my gosh, what an incredible performance. And he said, well, you know, the thing is, Dad, that, you know, there's really, like, I mean, the best role for a guy in that was the wizard. And so he and I have actually been singing Wonderful back and forth to each other. It's a little weird, I suppose, but
no, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's not weird at all. It's awesome.
It's
keep doing that.
Yeah, we love that, and I really think that he is going to see at Mean Girls that this part, the principal, Mr. Duval, would be a part, because he's got the same sort of thing as you do, where, you know, there's definitely a comedic edge, and even at 18, he finds himself, 17, let me rephrase that, not 18 for a couple more days, but at 17, he finds himself flustered by some of the younger teenagers, so I think he's built for this role.
A natural character actor.
Exactly.
Already.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Yeah. The best I could do. I played Harry McAfee in Bye Bye Birdie, and now I am Harry McAfee in Bye Bye Birdie, and continually.
That's a killer role.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
Isn't
a killer
a
role.
One? Yeah. Yeah. I had such fun with that. Well, Larry, number one, I appreciate you being here. I've got all the links up to make sure not only that people can follow you on social media, which is very cool as you tour the country, but I want people while this cast, you and everybody else is here at the Altria, I want them to get tickets. There are some tickets available. It's amazing to me. And you may or may not know it. Richmond is sort of like we're like a walk-up market. Concerts are forever going, oh my God, nobody's coming. And then all of a sudden it's like, there are 1,000 people at the door. So yeah, this is the way it works. So if you ever look at the ticket numbers and think, well, this matinee doesn't have enough, it'll all be filled. Trust me on this one.
Yes, everybody, please come down. Come see our show. It's a great afternoon. It's a great evening out. Grab dinner nearby and come see Mean Girls. Come buy some tickets.
Yeah, we're going to do that as well. Larry, I appreciate you being here. Enjoy Richmond. Just keep knocking it out of the park. I have you on my list of folks I got to follow in the future because I know there are more great roles coming your way. And I want to be able to say to somebody, oh, yeah, well, you know, Larry and I back in Richmond were chatting about so-and-so. And they're going to, you mean Lawrence E. Street, who is now accepting his third Tony? Yeah, Larry and I used to joke about this all the time.
So. Your words. I appreciate that. Absolutely.
All right. Well, break a leg, my friend, and just keep doing what you're doing. That is Lawrence E. Street. He plays a pivotal role in Mean Girls. He is Mr. Duval. That's the principal who, as he says, we've all had a principal, all had a teacher like this, you know, who gets flustered with the teenagers, and he's just, he's a great actor. What can I tell you? It's just a great show. So you got a couple more days to see it. Mean Girls at the Altria Theater coming. I don't know if it's next week or the week after. It's I think it's Dear Evan Hansen is the next one up. And that is supposed to be a really amazing play. I haven't seen it. Now, Joe has already edged Heidi out of it. He's like, hey, I'm going with Dad for press night because he really wants to see Dear Evan Hansen. So we're looking forward to doing that together. It is 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.